But yeah, an FT2000D, and it's the 200 watt version there, Dave. But I was told it was about a when it was bought new, it was about a $9,000 or $10,000 radio. But we bought it in a bulk buy from an amateur that was, he'd gone into a home and got Alzheimer's, and obviously the XYL wanted to sell all his equipment. Well, we actually dealt with his son, actually, Warren, and he was actually in Nacomb, Spalding, somewhere down that way, where we went to pick the radio gear up and all the antennas and stuff. Dave, go ahead.
Got that all at the same time. Well, very good. Well, the 2000 is a pretty nice radio, seems to me.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly works well. And the D, there's a 100 watt version, and the D apparently is the 200 watt version.
Have the 200 watt version. Well, that's pretty nice, and if you've got the D. So, great. Sounds very good. Well, we'll have to work on HF sometimes. I don't even know. What have you got up for HF antennas right now? Go ahead.
Well, I do have a tri-bander that I haven't put up yet. And I've also, well, normally I use the G5RV. I think it's about 102 feet long. And I normally spread it between the tower and about a 70-foot tree that's out on the property here. I've got a cannon that I fire a string up over the tree and then pull it out. But I took it down because with the wind wafting it around in the air, it broke one of the lead wires, and I had to repair that joint onto the wire from the ladder line to the actual wire. I had to resolder it and join it up. So that's why I took it down, and it's not up at the moment. Dave, go ahead.
Once you get time and so on. I know you got the tower project in mind too, and so on, and so you have to look at your real estate and where everything is running and where the coax goes and all that kind of stuff to get it set up. But at least you've got something right now anyway. If you've got the G5RV, that gives you capability for, I guess, all the bands there as far as that goes, Graham. So that's good. Just a matter of getting on there once in a while, probably in the evenings in your case, I guess. But it's very nice to get on during the daytime too now and see how the upper bands are doing, 20 meters and above there. So, and I'm looking forward to being ready to maybe operate a bit of 6 meters when the openings come this spring. Whenever spring happens, I guess they start getting inversions and all that kind of thing there, Graham. So very good. Well, you're not bored in the meantime, I guess, and that's good. I'd hate to think you were at home twiddling your thumbs there. Go ahead.
Well, Dave, I do maybe a little bit too much of just twiddling me thumbs. Oh, dear. I was listening to Reg. You know, he was trying to get out of the house to go and work on his truck, and I'm a bit like him, I think. I was listening to the UFO he was having with another guy there down in Regina, I think. And when he said that, I thought that, yeah, that's a little bit of me. I need to kick myself up the arse a bit more, Dave, and get myself, especially on the better days. And today looks like a better day. Sun's shining, but it's still, I think we're around 18, 20 below at the moment. I think it's about 24 or 5 with the wind chill, or it was. I don't know what it is now. but we haven't actually got the G5RV up at the moment. We took it down at the end of the summer. I repaired it and stuff. I was trying to get it back up for the field day, and we didn't manage to do it. I repaired it, but then we got the snow and everything else, and it's still downstairs in the dungeon at the moment. So, but that's a job that I could do as well, put that back up. But I'm not really a HF man, I'm more VHF, UHF, and like working DX on VHF and that. So that's what we're mostly into. It's nice having a HF, but like I said, I'm not really a HF but guy. V5RY,
V5GGW. Yeah, okay there, Graham. Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's got their own likes there too, for sure. And there's so many things in amateur radio that you can really be overwhelmed. There's no way that we can, at this point, do everything that amateur radio is possible allowing us to do. It's just that many things. So, yeah, I know you do enjoy VHF there, and I don't know what you have for going on UHF in your area there. I don't think much, but we have nothing here right now at this stage of the game. Saskatoon, Regina, that kind of thing, I guess. But once you get to your big beams up in the air on the VHF, you'll be able to hopefully work a bit of stuff. Did you tell me you were going to put them vertical or horizontal polarized? Are you going to do sideband, or are you going to keep with the FM and maybe even try working some satellites and distant stations on with vertical polarization? Go ahead.
Yeah, V5GGW. There is one thing I like on HF, and that's 10 meters. I think I like it because it's quite a quiet band, and they've also got the repeaters on 10 meters as well, which I used to get a little bit of enjoyment out of that. So that was that's what I do like about HF. And Delbert in town, he's quite a 10 meter guy, and he sort of got me into it a little bit. V5TV, that is. And so I went down there, started playing around, listening and whatever. And yeah, I do like 10 meters anyway. And 20 is good for working sort of DX. It's a band that you can sort of jump on and operate on at any time of the day. But the antennas, they're quite high gain. They're cross-yagi antennas, so you've got vertical and horizontal polarization, and I wanted to get four of them in phase on top of the tower, so I'd like to be getting them before winter breaks anyway, so that, well, I've got the tower to work on first, and then the antennas. But, yeah, I'll send you the spec on them, if you like. Email or something. Dave, if you want to have a look at them, I'll send you the spec on the antennas that I'm looking at anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, that sounds fine. Sounds just fine. Yeah, well, my email is up on QRZ.com if you want to just hit it there, and you can email it to me, and no problem at all there, Graham. Okay?
Yeah, roger, Dave. Yeah, I will do. I'll look that up and dig out the antennas that I got down. They're actually from Europe. They'd be coming from. But they're a cross yagi, and I think it's about 30 dB gain on them. They're quite a big yoke of a thing, But, yeah, they got cross-polarization, so you got the best of two worlds. And, you know, horizontal or vertical. And it's just a case of throwing a switch sort of thing. Go ahead.
We could work some satellite stuff with those antennas there, no doubt about that. Do you see, is there some UHF on there too, or are they only VHF Yagis? Go ahead.
No, there's no UHF on there, Dave. they're just VHF, you know, 2 meters. And they're only advertising from 144 to 145, or up to 146, you know, the end of the band, 145. So it's a European spec, because they've only got the 2 megs of frequency in Europe, whereas here I think it's 4, isn't it, up to 148. So I'm not particularly worried too much about the top end of the band, because obviously sideband I'll be down on the bottom end of it most of the time, Dave, over.
Yeah, okay, so I'm getting the feeling that, you want to work a few repeaters, but it sounds to me like you want to get in big time into sideband if you've got 4-phase Yagis.
Yeah, definitely, and I think it's probably easier these days. I mean, I used to work a lot of sideband when I lived in Ireland. I only had two 10-element cross yagis in phase. I had two of them, and I used to make a point of being around on a Sunday morning, and I used to work a lot of DX into Europe and into England from the west coast. I used to live 25 miles east of Galway City, and I used to work a lot of English stations, and of course people that are working all the squares, they used to like to work the Irish stations, because there wasn't many of us, and it's a bit of DX as well. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of American stations down there, and they got altitude as well, up on mountains on field days. So there shouldn't be any problem in working 1,000 clicks, I would imagine, if things are right.
VE7SLZ.
Yeah, Roger. Well, if you've got a little bit of ERP behind you there, and you would have with those beams, and if you're running, it's a 9700, I think you can run up to 100 watts, I think 75 or 100 watts, then you'd have something to deal with there for sure. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what you can come up with there when you get that sideband going on 2 meters. And I'm not sure if I'll be able to get a sideband set up here or not, but I'm kind of looking at a couple of antennas for maybe for satellite usage. And I still want to put up my beam up on the top of the tower yet, but I think I'll keep it vertically polarized, I think, anyway, on 2 meters, and that'll be a 9-element beam, and we'd have no problems conversing back and forth on that, I guarantee you. That's for sure, especially if you have those four Yagis up there. We'll be able to probably run 5 or 10 watts back and forth. I'm sure that's all we'll need. So real good on all that. Well, I guess I better get heading out here too and try and accomplish a couple other things there, Graham, but great to hear you on. And we'll probably be off and on throughout the day here too, for sure, trying to be around the radio listening a bit. I think we have Mike from Cranbrook going to try and make a QSO with him sometime around 1:30 or thereabouts anyway. And so we're looking forward to hearing him. He's got a new IRLP set up there. So back to you for any final then. All the very best to you and Deb there, Graham. And thanks for coming back to me this morning here. The E5 GGW up there at Pleasant Dale here is the E5 RY Humboldt.